You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
We're back. It's a great pleasure to say, joined by Michael Pregent, one of the most serious thinkers and, well, practitioners of national security policy, particularly in the Middle East, currently doing all of that primarily from Washington, though he has just returned from a country he spent a lot of time in as a United States Army veteran, as well as an intelligence analyst with the Defense Intelligence Agency. He served in combat during Desert Shield and Desert Storm. He is these days helping, among other things, to run a very important organization, Veterans Against the Iran Deal. That would be, of course, what we call around here the Obama bomb deal, the fraud that was supposed to disarm the Iranians and is, I'm afraid, simply emboldening and empowering them. Michael Pregent, it's so good to have you back. Thank you for taking a few minutes to join us.
Oh, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
I'm particularly interested, Michael, you've spent a lot of time in Iraq, as I mentioned, and in particular working with the Peshmerga along the trail, the military of the Kurdish areas of Iraq. The Kurds will, of course, be having a referendum on whether to go their own way on the 25th of this month, assuming the pressure being brought to bear on them from the government in Baghdad and others doesn't stave that off. Give us a quick readout on the Kurds of Iraq, whether this is a good thing for them as well as arguably for us as well.
I just returned from the region, and I went there to get my mind changed because a lot of my colleagues here in D.C. say we need to support a one Iraq policy. Iran really doesn't have that much influence in Iraq, and if they do, it's because they're neighbors. And we should be against this Kurdish referendum. Well, I used to be a one Iraq guy, but that was before we handed over the country. And when I say we, U.S. policies basically handed over the security and intelligence apparatus to the IRGC and their proxies.
That would be the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps, not the kind of people you want to be empowering, needless to say.
No, I mean, and again, Iran's strategic goal in Iraq is to develop a land bridge so they can move supplies and personnel into Syria, into Lebanon, and threaten Israel. Well, the Kurds play a big part in being a bulwark against Iran's intentions in Iraq. And, you know, I met with Kurdish leaders, and they said, listen, if we stay in Iraq, there'll always be a Shia prime minister. The Council of Representatives will always be majority Shia. And these Shia political parties are tied to Iran. Iran decides who the prime minister of Iraq is going to be. And this push by the United States, specifically Brett McGurk and the State Department, to say that the Kurdish referendum would somehow be a slap in the face to the U.S. military after the loss of blood and treasure in Iraq is outrageous. I served with the Peshmerga, an independent Kurdish region, after we've failed to keep Iran from taking over Iraq would actually be a testament to the sacrifice of the U.S. military in that country. And I'm on record being a one Iraq guy, and I was before Ramadi and Mosul. I was before I saw the complete takeover of the Iraqi military intelligence apparatus facilitated by the United States because we ignored the role of the IRGC in Iraq.
And when you say Ramadi and Mosul, you're talking about basically the Shiite forces now dominated by the Iranians, unmistakably militias and the regular army, I guess, destroying Sunni cities and essentially now dominating them, presumably, which will not be a good thing for the Sunnis in Iraq. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. And unfortunately aided by U.S. airstrikes. I mean, the counterinsurgency is supposed to protect the population. It's a key pillar of counterinsurgency is protect the population, not punish the population. And, you know, it's not just the militias in the Hashd al-Shaabi. It's the uniformed militias in the Ministry of Interior, the federal police, the emergency response units, even the special operations units have been politicized. And it's unfortunate. That's a big issue. We warned about the destruction of Ramadi. We warned that you don't need to go into a city of 1.6 million, that city being Mosul, and destroy it to go after 4,000 ISIS fighters.
So let me ask you, Michael Prejean, when you look at the prospects for this referendum, I assume that you expect that the Kurds will overwhelmingly approve a separate path for their incipient country. What does that result in, as you see it? Is there likely to be a Syrian Kurdish area as well, an Iranian Kurdish area, or a unified Kurdistan? And if so, how does that play out in terms of the grand strategy of that region, Iranian and otherwise?
Well, that's the argument on the other side, those opposed to the Kurdish referendum in Iraq, is that what will it do in Iran and Syria, and how destabilizing will this be? There are seven different groups. One of the biggest problems we have talking to smart people in D.C. is the fact that they think the Kurds are one entity. The Peshmerga we're talking about, that have been the most solid allies in Iraq, are from the Kurdish Democratic Party and the PUK, People's Union of Kurdistan. There are seven different groups. This referendum deals with the Iraqi Kurds, and the Iraqi Kurds have proven themselves a strong U.S. ally. They are not the YPG. They are not the PKK. They are basically an ally we've counted on since 2003, with the promise that we will address their issues each year of the American occupation of Iraq, followed by diminishing leverage with Baghdad while Iran's leverage increased. So now we're telling the Kurds, delay the vote, delay it, and then we'll help you afterwards with Baghdad when we lose leverage every day and Iran gains leverage. So it doesn't make any sense. The Kurds have heard this before, and they're going to go ahead with the referendum, and they should.
Let me ask you, you mentioned that these Peshmerga elements and the parties that are affiliated with them have been our most solid allies. Is it your view that this alliance should be reflected, among other things, Michael Prejean, by having U.S. military bases in this Kurdish area of Iraq, and perhaps removing from, say, Incirlik, the forces that are currently there in Turkey under increasingly hostile circumstances?
Well, to talk about the military, the most successful military operations we've had against ISIS have actually come from joint operation bases in the Kurdish regional government area. The raids against key operatives in Syria prior to establishing a physical presence in Syria came from those bases. So there's another argument out there that the Kurdish referendum will somehow impact the war on ISIS and be destabilizing for Iraq, when in actuality the Kurds have been our most effective ally, developing intel and allowing our forces, as well as the UN and NGOs, to establish a safe operational space, because they actually the Kurdish region is actually secure. So all these Western countries that are against the referendum actually prefer to set up their NGOs and their basing in Kurdistan, because it's safe, because it's secular, because it's pro-West. So Incirlik, I just separate those things out. They're not all related. It is an option. I would suggest right now that we move all military basing in Iraq to the KRG. And that's where we've been able to conduct the best operations. We're actually working with an ally as opposed to an Iranian proxy, with the intelligence and security apparatus from Baghdad.
Yeah. Michael Prejean, there's so much more to talk about, including the Iran deal. We're hopeful that President Trump will heed your advice and ours, that he withdraw from it. And your leadership with the veterans against the Iran deal is tremendously appreciated. I hope you'll come back to us again very soon to talk more about that, among other things. And we appreciate your insights into the Kurdish referendum coming up and all that you've done, both in uniform and in the intelligence community, to advance our interests in that part of the world. We'll talk with you again very soon. Next up, we will speak with Shoshana Bryan about Kurdistan, Iran, and more. It's right ahead.